Hi, we are three students from TLC. My name is Pia.
My name is Laya.
And I'm Alia.
Today we came to Town Hall to interview people about the highway that might cross through Oroville.
And here's what we got.
Hi, can we interview about the highway going through Oroville?
Yes.
What are your thoughts about it?
I am very scared. Because that means it's the end of Oroville somewhere.
Okay.
Because it, and myself, I live in Aspiration, the other side. I will have to cross six
lanes
and this and this. And all the children who go to school and this, I am very scared.
Do you think the government will agree to move the highway around Oroville?
Maybe. You know, we had for the 15th anniversary of Oroville, the Prime Minister of India who came and who said, Oroville is good, I protect Oroville and this. So it's maybe time for him to show that he's caring about us. And he maybe, he doesn't know, he cannot know everything. Maybe he will help if we tell him. Maybe, I hope so.
We're wanting to not have highway because it's going to impact our bioregion a lot.
And do you think the government will consent to move it around Oroville?
That's up to government, but we are right now trying to make different alternatives and try to convince them that we have to protect Oroville as mother's dream and other villages around this dream, because dream is not only for Oroville as just geographical Oroville, but there are so many other villages around us which are dependent on us because we have worked a lot in preserving trees and water, and we have done a lot of work in afforestation and stuff like that.
And is it going to affect you directly in daily life?
Definitely yes, because the moment things like highway come, there is a strip development which happens around these big highways, which can be 60, 70 meters both sides, or sometimes even more.
I would say that I don't know exactly where will be the highway. I heard two places and I don't know what to say about it. The only thing that I can say is having an highway and creating pollution in the forest is something new.
So, you haven't heard so much about
No.
it. Is it gonna affect you? Like,
I would say in each case having more particle of pollution around will harm me for sure. Because here we are more in the forest than around the highway, and this is what we like and why we want to be here and healthy.
It will have a serious impact in Oroville if it goes through our green belt. So we have to find a way to shift it into such a location where it doesn't affect the ecological sensitivity and our master plan.
Do you think the government will consent to move it around Oroville?
If we have a strong aspiration, definitely yes.
Can we interview you about the highway that might cross through Oroville?
Yeah, sure, why not?
What are your thoughts and opinions about the highway?
It's quite dangerous to Oroville. Highway is going to create a lot of trouble for Oroville plus the surrounding region. And it's a very bad idea having a highway. We already have two nice roads that goes bypass and ECR. That's quite good enough for us. And this proposed highway is going to, it's going to be a nightmare for Oroville, also for the surrounding villages.
Do you think it'll affect you in your daily life directly?
It's going to affect so much. It's going to affect your future also, because there's a lot of schools near this region, and the children have to cross the highway, and so many new commercial activities going to take up this place. and it's gonna be nightmare.
Do you think the government will agree to move the highway around Oroville?
Government, I mean, they don't know the reality, how we are living here, and what is the real situation of this region. For them, they come up with ideas of making highways, and because they want India to be developed, so they make highways and all, but the government should listen to the sensitivity of the people. That's very important. So when there is a big oppose happening from the region, the government should listen. The government is run by the people. So,
what are your opinions on the highway that might go through Oroville?
Can you give me a little bit of a background on what's exactly happening with the highway before I start?
So basically, the government thinks we need more roads, so they want to make a highway going through a few places in Oroville.
Right.
6 lanes.
Okay.
So lots of people, if they want to go to school, they have to cross it.
Okay. Yeah, I definitely don't have a good feeling about a big highway going through Oroville.
Do you think it's going to affect you in your daily life?
It will, yes.
In what way?
It's going to change the whole of the dynamics, which directly impacts my way of being in Oroville.
Hi, can we interview about the highway that might cross through Oroville?
Sure.
Okay, so firstly, what are your thoughts and opinions about the highway?
I think it's a very bad idea to build a highway through Oroville. All the work we did in 50 years might be destroyed if we can't stop it.
What is your knowledge about the highway?
I'm in the highway task force, and we try to find arguments to convince the government to shift those plans.
Do you think as Oroville we should take action?
Well, already a lot is happening. We have had talks with the authorities. Some people think we might, have a big demonstration. I don't think that's a good idea, especially the foreigners in Oroville. They might be afraid to lose their visas if you do something against the government. However, we now try to speak with them, try to convince them what is the best solution for Oroville.
What do you know about the highway?
Okay, so I know that it cuts through the eastern side of Oroville between Matchmandir and the Greenbelt on that side. It's going to pass somewhere, it'll cross somewhere between the Pachandikulam Bridge and Tanto Pizzeria, and it will cut through the Greenbelt on two sides. Maybe 4 lane or 6 lane, sorry. Yeah.
Do you think the government will agree to move the highway around Oroville?
That's a good question. I don't know. It's organized by the National Highways of India, and those guys don't move anything for anyone. They're already putting big highways on the western side of Oroville. That has many protests, and they're just cutting through trees and forest and destroying the landscape. So if it cuts across Oroville, it could dramatically change the way the entire community works. Aside from destroying 50 years of forestry work, communities and houses, it's also going to entirely separate Oroville from the East Coast Road. So anybody who wants to go down to Aspiration, to Port Tous, to the beach is going to have to cross a 4, maybe 6 lane highway of traffic. So it's going to make and 50 meters on either side. There's going to be shops and rubbish and garbage and all sorts of junk, pollution, noise. It's a serious disaster. So as a community, we really got to get together and make sure it doesn't happen. It doesn't affect Oroville, doesn't affect the villages around, doesn't affect Kulapalium, doesn't damage anybody. We've got to really be responsible here.
So you don't support the idea?
Of a highway through Oroville? No, I don't. I think you can see how India's growing. We definitely need to have road transport and train transport, and we need to really work hard to come up with ways that address the needs that roads like this meet, but we have to find ways to do it in that don't destroy existing communities, and especially a place like Oroville, which has so much work gone into planting trees and protecting the environment. So,
do you think we should take action?
Definitely we should take action. I think it's a real opportunity for Oroville to come together as a community and make a statement to the government that we're here not just to protect Oroville, but also to protect the entire region. It's not like we're not just about us, we're about making sure that nobody, no village, no nearby farm, no one is hurt by this road.
Thank you for your time.